got to say, Michael, improved performance, but still a frustrating afternoon.
Definitely, yeah. I don't think today we can question commitment or desire for the shirt. I think we were lacking at key moments in the game with decision making, both defending and attacking. And it's disappointing for me to, be viewing the game like that. But that's what it was. You know, the both goals can be stopped. There was, poor decision making going to the ball. Got to put as soon as the ball's around your box, you have to put pressure on the ball. If you don't put pressure on the ball will come into your box and you'll be forced to defend. And if they're on the front foot and they get a yard on you, it's difficult. You'll always concede goals. So off the back of that, I'm very disappointed with the goals that we conceded. Then we get get a little bit of luck and we get back into the game at 1-1. Get the red card, and I was expecting us to come out second half and people to really step up and say, right, this is our moment now to really.
Did you say that at half time?
Yeah, that was it. There was not too much to say. Other than we needed to be braver on the ball.
We were good first half, weren't we, for large spells?
The shape was good. You know, we worked a lot this week on being disciplined in the shape and being, hard to beat. And off the back of that, being able to break. But you also need, when you do have the ball, you have to be brave and you have to be better with it. And you can work on so much during the week. But unfortunately, when you go across the white line, that's when it matters. And that's when you have to stand up and that's when you have to show for it. When you're a little bit, your confidence is a little bit down and you're thinking, it's not quite my day. This is football. You have to show that kind of desire to play your way through it. And I just fought in too many areas today. We were short on that. But, I don't think it was down to desire and fight today. I think it was decision-making and a little bit of lack of confidence to get on the ball and make things happen.
Was there a lack of quality as well at times? We seemed to pick the wrong pass in the final third. And they dealt with it well, to be honest. They did stop crosses and did get bodies in there.
Yeah. I think there was, again, it comes back to the same thing, decision-making. Making the best players at the best times, they make the best decisions. They know when to cross, they know when not to cross, they know when to come out. And today Fleetwood were better at decision making than us, and that's why they've gone away with the game 2-1, going down to 10 men. They've obviously got that second goal after half time. And then it always makes it difficult because they've got something to defend. And then
they naturally sat deep, didn't they?
Yeah, they naturally drop deep. And then that's when you have to step up even more and show bravery, as I say, to get on the ball. And it wasn't a case of tactics when that happens. It is literally just about understanding the game and knowing that when they are going to drop deep, you have to affect them, you have to make them defend. And then again, the decision making let us down at key times where we probably had an opportunity to make them defend. And either the decision was wrong or the execution was poor.
Jack Payne was withdrawn. What was the thinking behind that? Was it to try and go more direct? Because he seemed to have quite an influence on the game in the second half.
Yeah, I think it was, we had obviously we had lads in the wide areas that we were expecting to get deliveries in, and we just wanted more bodies in the box. This happens sometimes. You have to go a little bit more after the game. You have to chase the game, and this probably wasn't one of them games second half where we were going to dominate the ball and pass our way through. We had to a little bit more ugly, and we were prepared to do that again. As I say, the execution's let us down, and that's a disappointing thing. Again, two disappointing goals, poor decision making going forward from us at really, really important times, and a lack of execution at the key moments.
You changed the formation 4-3-3 today. You've got to say, for large spells, it worked. It seemed to play to our strengths. We don't have a big target man, and it seemed to work for us.
Yeah, that was obviously the thinking. I don't think it's good to constantly be changing systems. You have to find one that suits the players that you.
Are you still searching for one that suits your players? It's very early in your managerial tenure, isn't it? You're not going to find it straight away.
No. I think obviously it's you're also dealing with there's one or two individuals that are probably lacking in a little bit of confidence. So you have to find a system that suits and gives you options and gives you a threat, but also keeps you in the game defensively. And I thought today with the setup, there was nothing wrong with the setup. It was just poor goals, poor goals that we conceded. And regardless of if you play a back three, a back four, midfield three, or a midfield two, or two up top, you have to defend better than we did today. They have to get pressure on the ball. Far too easy around our box. And something we worked on this week, getting pressure on the ball. You have to stop crosses coming into the box. Because even if they're not good quality sometimes, it forces people to defend. People will make mistakes. And that's what's happened today. And they've ended up punishing us just after half time. And it's in the end, it's proved enough to take the game away from us.
Yeah. I mean, you had Lewis Brown, who's obviously come in. Were you ever tracking or close to, we're talking about quality in the squad, were you ever close to maybe going for a striker and maybe strength? Strengthening up there, was that in the equation?
We always look to strengthen, but
there was nobody close.
I work with what I've got. I work with what I've got, you know, and besides that, that's all I do. I coach on a daily basis to try and get the best out of what I've got. And today, for large parts, I thought they gave me the best. As I say, they were just lacking in quality at the right times, decision making, and there was a little bit of a fragility there, confidence wise. And this is football. When you're in football, this is where you earn your money. It's not always going to be pats on the backs and well done's. This is where you have to stand forward and show that little bit of courage. And we were just lacking that a little bit. And I thought, obviously, Fleetwood are in a they've started the season quite well. They just had a little bit more than that than us, and better decision making. So disappointing. The one thing, you know, that is kind of a positive today is I did see that desire, I did see that fight. We just have to be better, simple as that.
Yeah, but you've seen enough to suggest that, you know, we can improve, we can get better and start getting results as well.
Yeah, I think obviously when you have a solid shape and I thought for large spells first half, other than the goal that we conceded, I thought we forced them into, you know, longer balls. We were picking up the regains. But then when we were picking up the regains, we weren't good enough on the ball. So it was almost, you know, we didn't get enough opportunities to attack. So the game, first half, there wasn't too much in it. Got back in it. And I expected us to come out second half and really drive forward and take the game away from Fleetwood. But that goal after half time's killed us. And I think it's just took another little chink out of maybe two or three people's confidence. And off the back of that, we've just not had enough today to get us back over the line.